Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Monday, October 7th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning is His Honor, the Mayor of Commerce, Dr. John Bellotti. Birthdays today, Bishop Desmond Tutu, the South African religious and civil rights leader, 82 today. Russian President Vladimir Putin is 61. And cellist Yo-Yo Ma is 58. In 1960, on this day, a show that epitomized cool in the early 1960s debuted on CBS, starring Martin Milner and George Maharis as two hip dudes traveling across the country in a hot Corvette, Route 66. On October 7th, 2001, the American invasion of Afghanistan, known as Operation Enduring Freedom, began following the 9/11 attacks.
America strikes back. Afghanistan is pounded with bombs and missiles from the air and sea.
We are supported by the collective will of the world.
Homeland Security has stepped up to protect against retaliation, and Bin Laden himself sends a videotaped threat to the American people.
The number one song on the charts on this day in 1950. In the middle of 13 weeks at the top of the charts, The Weavers, with the Gordon Jenkins Orchestra and Goodnight Irene.
Stop rambling, stop your gambling, stop staying out late at night. Go home to your wife and family. Stay there by your fireside bright.
Irene, good night. Irene.
On the KETR events calendar, the War and Memory Lecture Series hosts PFC Arlen Butler on Wednesday, October 9th at 3:15 in the Rayburn Student Center at A&M Commerce. Please listen as Mr. Butler describes storming the beaches of Normandy and fighting during the Battle of the Bulge. Refreshments will be provided and you're invited. Wednesday at 3:15 in the Rayburn Student Center, the War and Memory Lecture Series. Well, our guest in the cafe this morning is His Honor, the Mayor of Commerce, Dr. John Bellotti, and he's going to be, of course, a regular guest with us on the program. And you wanted to say something, first of all, about the Bodark Bash.
Oh, John Mark, first of all, thank you for having me on once again. Yes, we had a very successful 28th annual Bodark Bash on the weekend of the 27th and 28th, not counting the rain that counted a couple hours short on Saturday. I wanted to thank Doug Rohrbaugh and Julie Gentile from the Chamber, who worked tirelessly for more than a year putting on the annual Bodark Bash, and it was a success.
Well, great. And I think everybody had a good time, and we always like to see that come around every September.
And there were a lot of people.
Oh, yeah, good. Now, we were talking before we went on about the housing activity in Commerce, and I have noticed this myself driving around. You go from one place to the next and you see a new house that is going up, and it seems to me that that activity has been a lot more active lately than it has been for quite some time. So tell me about that.
Well, part of what I wanted to do back in the early stages of the campaign was to try to see if we could get Commerce moving forward, moving, doing something positive. And one of the things that we discussed a little bit last time was certainly we got the retirement community designation. Well, if you're going to get retired people to move here, you need places for them to live. Commerce was a hometown to faculty members and their children for a long time. And then 15, 16, 18 years ago or so, they ran out of places for spouses to work in Commerce, spouses, that is, of faculty members. And so it became kind of fashionable to move down towards Mesquite and Garland so both people could commute. Well, in order to get people to live here, we need to have houses and housing for them. This last year, we had 10 new houses built in Commerce, and they're all occupied. And the Thompson facility over here behind Brookshire's Market is one of those new areas. We have the new athletic director is moved his family into Commerce. The new head football coach has moved his family into Commerce. And the new provost has moved his family into Commerce. So people working for the university are starting to stay here, and we're getting, as I said, we had 10 built last year, and I think we're on the books for 10 more next year.
A really good trend.
Yes.
And you said it's quite a few new houses that are being built in that area to the south of Brookshire's.
Yes. And they're tracked, their location. I'm not sure what the total number of houses are going to be there, but I believe there's 5 or 6 now and more going to be finished later.
Also, we're seeing more business activity. Tell me about this, the Tipitina project that would occupy the old A.L. Day building on the east side of Commerce.
It's not such a hidden type of thing, but it hasn't been spoken about much. It's kind of part of a settlement. A few years ago, the Ponderosa apartments were being renovated, and there was some asbestos problems with that. And the state attorney general filed suit against the contractor. And over the course of the last couple of years, at least in the year and a half that I've been mayor, we've been working on settling this suit. And we're finally come to the conclusion of that just within this week. And what's going to happen is, well, currently the contractor is working on the renovations of the Ponderosa apartments. But the Tipitinas is a music facility that this individual has in about 8 or 9 other states. And what it is it's an operation, it's a building that has to be big enough to have smaller rooms, I'm going to say larger than closets, that members of bands can store their equipment in, and then it provides practice facilities. So these people that have bands can go to one location, find their equipment, and practice. Beyond that, there's also recording facilities, and it's state-of-the-art equipment in these Tipitinas is the name of his organization. And then usually at one end or another, or on a second or, floor or so, there's a large room for the bands to perform, kind of like an open house, and people can come and listen to music. So it'll be kind of a real friendly place for individuals to come and practice and people to watch.
And that would be great for that part of town, wouldn't it, to provide some development over there in the east side, and they need that.
And the contractor, I think, was also kind of mentioning that as Tipitinas comes to conclusion, as he's building that, then he wants to kind of landscape and do other things around there with more buildings, yes.
When would that activity begin?
Well, as soon as he finishes Tipitinas, I haven't seen the final schedule on that, but I'm guessing probably within a year.
Exciting. Exciting news. Dr. John Bilotti is the mayor of Commerce, and thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Thank you, John Mark.
You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.